This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Broadcasting and streaming live all across America, this is Home Talk USA with Michael King, where we will discuss topics pertaining to your home with industry-leading experts. Michael King is a licensed general contractor with more than 30 years of experience in home improvements and the author of Contracting with the King. Join us this hour for our segment, Invent America, with your co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton. Discover what's next in the home improvement industry and explore new products and innovations. Or if you have that next great big idea, learn what it takes to bring your invention to the world as Michael King and Rita Crompton talk to America's inventors and innovators. Remember, the America of tomorrow is being invented today. We invite you to visit us at HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, we proudly present Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor, Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
Yay! Welcome, America! That's right. Welcome, all of you, to the Invent America show, which is part of the Home Talk USA radio network. Every week, we do 3 hours of live radio interviews and broadcasts, and that second hour from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock Central Time, we do to try to help all the inventors out there. And we only started with Rita Crompton, my co-host. Rita, welcome again for another segment of the show. Rita, I'm just trying to explain to my audience what's the difference in the show and why we do this show each week with you. And you became a regular guest of Home Talk. You probably was on the show maybe twice a year or something like that. And I would meet you at the trade shows, and I would be talking to the young inventors out there and getting them on, doing some radio interviews. And we started to do these interviews, and it got very popular, and more people wanted to be on the show. And I said, hey, you know, we don't want to confuse anybody, so why don't we just take a segment of Home Talk and we focus on the inventors only and explain a little bit about what you do and a little bit about your role and how valuable your guys are to young inventors.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, it is interesting. We've had a wonderful story together as we've developed our relationship over the 15, 20 years. And a lot of it is because, you know, when you're talking about do-it-yourself home improvement stuff, which is exactly what you do, a lot of these people come up with a better widget. They come up with a better way of doing something. And that's where it gets into then inventing America. And, you know, we've got Invent America now because America invents. We have always been inventors and innovators. And so when we're talking about then all these little gadgets, and somebody said, well, I'm not really an inventor. I'm not, an Albert Einstein, or I'm not, you know, Tesla and all of these, you know, guys that we think historically, you know, I hear Ben Franklin thrown out there all the time with his kite. And it's like, okay, well, don't run out there with a kite and, you know, and a key on the end of it.
Yeah.
But it's the little things. It's the little things that, you know, you can look down a row at a Home Depot and see, you know, 15 different flashlights, and a lot of them will have some new aspect of it that's patent pending or, you know, that's still under a patent protection. And so we look at intellectual property and how do we help the inventors get out there, but it's a lot of times just their cool new way of doing something. So we want to encourage everybody out there, and in our idea of a young inventor is someone who's just getting started as opposed to, you know, someone who's 15 instead of 65. But there are inventors of every single age, from 10, you know, up to, you know, 95. And we get to help all of them get their products to market.
And it's not just the product, it's the process too, also, right?
Yes. You know, there's one of the gentlemen we're talking to today, his patent is on the process of what he's making, not on the actual product, which is interesting. We're talking about, you know, what do you do if you can't get a patent? How do you protect your idea? And then we're going to have a registered patent attorney on as our third guest that, you know, kind of validates now what these guys have done. But these products have been in the marketplace for years. We still, you know, in our home and my family, I always laugh because I tell my family, you know, I would give them new inventor products every year for Christmas. And both Grisco and Pinewright are gifts that they still get every year in their Christmas stockings or shipped to them or whatever, because they're just, you know, we can't imagine a household without them. But they both had to do it differently. And that's what we're going to talk about today.
Now, talk about the other guests we're going to have today before we take a short break.
We're going to talk to John Bilby, who invented Grisco, and we're going to talk to Andre Robb, who did Pinewright. And that's an interesting one because it was made out of all that beetle-kill pine out there in the Rocky Mountains. And,
wow.
You know, it's like, all right, well, here's a bunch of junk that we're going to burn. And Andre goes, no, let's see if we can't make a better hot dog. And he did. Now, he's the one that has the patent on the machine that makes it, not on the product. And I just got done ordering both of these for my Christmas gifts.
We also have a patent attorney, right?
Exactly. And Jonathan David is a patent attorney out of the Chicago area. He's done several patents for inventors that have come to me and said, Rita, can you help me? And he's very good at working with the inventors and helping them see a bigger picture of what they can do. So, you know, I've been working with him now for a couple of years. And, you know, my inventors enjoy working with him because he'll keep them on track. You know, you don't need to talk about the weather when you're on the phone with the attorney. It's billable time. So he's very good at keeping them on track and focused and then getting their patents issued, which
also
is a big deal.
I also want my audience to know that next week we didn't have a show planned. And then I was looking at the schedule, and, of course, I woke up and said, we can do a show. So we're also going to have a show next week, right?
We are going to have a show next week, and right. It's going to be dedicated to how the service providers, because every inventor needs to use a, you know, pool of service providers. How do we pick the good ones, and how do those service providers help our inventors then? And so that's what we're going to be talking about.
And then I think that's going to be our last show for the year, right? And then we're going to come back the second Monday of the new year, right?
Absolutely.
Yep. And then that way we're going to do a best of, and you're going to pick some shows, I'm going to pick some shows, and some of the best of what we talked about for the last 3 months, and do a recap, you know? So that's pretty much what we got lined up right now, right?
I can't believe we've been doing this for 3 months, and, you know, we have gotten a really good rhythm going for our inventors and helping, you know, everybody out there say, oh, I've got an idea. So we're going to talk about that as our New Year's resolution that first Monday back. Yeah. You know, you've been sitting on an idea, do your New Year's resolution, get it out there.
And then I think at the end of January, we have the trade show, the International Builders Show, the Hardware Show, the Kitchen and Bath Show, all three shows combined together in Las Vegas, right? I think it's at the end of January?
January 31st, yeah. February 1st and 2nd. And if you are out there and you are patent pending and you've got proof of concept prototypes and are thinking about going, now is the time to call me and say, Rita, I need one of those spots because I've still got about half a dozen spots left.
Well, I tell you, Rita, we got a great lineup this hour, and we're going to take a short break, but tell our audience who's going to be our first guest when we come back off a break.
John Bilby is our first guest. He is the inventor of Grisco.
Grisco, what they do?
Grisco is a cleaning product that is made out of the spices in your kitchen. We could actually spritz it on a salad if we want to.
Wow, now that is very, very innovative.
It is really awesome. I've sprayed it on my hand and licked it off before and then cleaned red wine out of a white carpet. So it works very, very well.
It's amazing the topics we talk here each week and every week. Man,
it is.
And especially me also being a Cajun chef, you know, I'm going to be really paying attention to this interview, you know.
You should try this one, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll send you some for Christmas.
I can put it in my food and clean the counter at the same. Look at the money I'm saving. Oh, wow.
I know, right?
All right. Rita Crompton, the ventilator. ventilating. This is the Cajun Contractor, Michael King. Don't forget, we are streaming live on the World Wide Web at HometalkUSA.com. That's HometalkUSA.com. All right, we're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back.
Welcome back to Home Talk USA with Michael King. Do you have questions about your next home improvement project or home repairs? Now you can chat with verified home repair and home improvement experts in just minutes. Get the help you need by visiting HometalkUSA.com, one of the best resources for home improvement information around today. Your best life begins with your best home, and there's no place like Home Talk. That's HometalkUSA.com. And now, back to Invent America from the number one home improvement radio program in the country, Home Talk USA, with your host, the Cajun contractor Michael King, and his co-host, the inventor lady, Rita Crompton.
All right, welcome to the Invent America show, the radio version of Home Talk USA, here on the Genesis Communication Radio Network at GCNLive.com. All right, Rita, who's our guest?
Our guest is Andre Roy. He is the inventor of Pinrite. And it's like, you know, I get so excited when we have on these inventors where I have actually used their product for years. And I met Andre, several years ago now when he was actually already, you know, making and selling the product. And our conversation today is about the way people are able to protect their ideas when it's not a traditional type of patent. And Andre was unique in the fact that his patent isn't on the product as much as it is on the machine that makes the product. And Andre, thank you so much for being with us. I want you to explain a little bit about, you know, how you came. I know the story, but how you came up with Pinrite and what it is, and then how you came up with the idea. It's like, well, I can't do it this way, but I'm going to do it that way.
Oh, okay. Mine's an interesting story. I have a forested property in the mountains, and we had a disease called the pine beetle come in. And basically, it wreaked havoc in my forest, and I was trying to find a way to help my forest out. And I, just on a whim, I invented a machine that turns trees into powder using static electricity. I used the stored electrical energy in a dead tree to basically electrocute itself to dust. And it makes a wonderful fertilizer, but nobody believed it. So I had a machine that nobody believed, and I had a process that nobody believed, and I had a product that nobody believed. And so rather than give up, I just turned my life around and, what the heck, I'm going to make soap and out of powdered pine trees. And it's really been a success. So as you said, the product isn't patented, but how we make it is patented.
And I find that fascinating because so many people miss that option, you know, and they say, well, I couldn't get a patent on this. But no, you're making it a better way, or you're making something new in the process, even though you can't get a patent on soap. You know, we have used this stuff in my family, every member of the family, for years. It's absolutely amazing. And, you know, this is one of the few products that actually gets made here in the States and shipped in bulk to China.
That's correct, yeah. In China, it's an expensive cosmetic that sells for about $70 for 2 ounces of it. And it's used for foot soaking, and we just found out pretty recently it's used in burn units in hospitals in China.
Yeah, it is amazing stuff. So, you know, tell us a little bit more about, you know, the machine and how you decided then to get the patent on the machine, on the process of making the soap.
I was retired. I used to own plastic companies, and I was minding my own business, and then again, like I said, the pine beetle occurred. And I went to the forestry service, and they told me basically my trees were worthless and there was nothing I can do. And pretty much that day, I was trying to figure out a way to disguise my dead trees. You know, if you put a truckload of dead trees in your truck, there isn't anybody who's going to buy it. You know, you'll have to pay to get rid of it. And I had to make something that was pretty inexpensive and good. And so those are my parameters, to use my trees, to make something inexpensive, and it has to be good. Otherwise, if it's not good, you're just wasting everybody's time.
And, so let me ask
Sure.
I'm curious to know, are you running out of trees yet?
No, it's in fact, when you know forestry, you start to understand that the more you clean up, just like a garden, the more you clean up, the healthier your forest and the faster it grows. And so with the forest I have, I can withdraw about $4 million a year and never cut down a tree that doesn't need to be cut down. So in other words, just cleaning and pruning and getting rid of trees that shouldn't be there or trees that are diseased. So basically, not knowing, I invented a new kind of forestry, a forestry that's profitable and very good for the forest.
Well, I'll tell you, Andrea, this is the Cajun Man. I have a saying, I was green before green was even cool.
Yeah.
And, and I've been talking about green technology for over 20 years, and I'm listening to you talk, and I said, man, I'm going to have to add that to my repertoire because, you know, we people talk a big game about saving the environment, but
You actually do something.
You're actually doing something. So I keep hearing.
And I'm teaching, too.
Yeah.
The way I figure, and this is actually was one of my thoughts. If the Forest Service told me that the trees aren't worth anything, it sort of tells me that they're not taking care of the forest very well. In other words, you got an expensive watch and you got a cheap watch. You know, you take care of the expensive watch, you don't care too much about the cheap watch. And if I made forests profitable and worth a lot, people would take better care of it.
Yeah, and I agree with you.
So it's putting capitalism into the forestry, but it's to the forest benefit.
Yeah.
And when people ask me, where do you get your trees? They're my trees. You know, I'm taking care of my property.
Well, my buddy, we're out of time, and you have a website, right?
Yeah, I sure do. It's pinerite.com. That's P-I-N-E-R-I-T-E.com.
And just spell it out, right?
Yep.
Pinerite.com.
Yeah, R-I-T-E.
Well, Reed, I tell you, man, Andre's doing something to really protect the environment, huh?
Yeah.
He is. It's wonderful stuff.
Well, we got to run. Thank you so much. Up against the clock. Thank you, Andrea.
Very well.
Andrea Roy, Pinerite. Thank you, sir.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. We did get in touch with Mr. John Bilmy with Grisco. He will be our next guest up. So all of you are rushing to the website right now and tweeting me, hey, I thought John Bilmy was going to be on the show. No, we had to bring him down a little bit, but we did get him. So we'll be right back. Yay!